producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour, it's another hour of the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Join me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus by dialing 888-553-7536. You will be entitled to his expertise, one of the country's top cardiologists, award-winning not only in Florida but around the Southwest. He is a good person for advice and consent. So if you want some good advice, you have questions about what's going on with you, then help yourself to 888-553-7536, plus the medical news of the week. Here's Lena, another Floridian. Milton, Florida is where Lena lives. Lena, let's get to work on you. What's going on?
Good morning. Okay, first of all, I'm 84 years young, and last February I got sciatica. I was doing exercises, and I heard something, and I got a pain in my back, so I quit doing the exercises for a while, thinking that it would go away, but it did not. And it traveled down my lower back, into my buttocks, into my thigh, and into my knee. And I went to physical therapy, and I had 11 sessions, 1 hour each time. And I was hurting so bad I could hardly walk back out to the car to get back home. I was in such pain. Well, after 11 sessions, that didn't help. I tried steroid shots. I had two of them last year, one in October and one in December. And I really don't want to go that route. Now, I'm going to ask the doctor's opinion if he thinks acupuncture or chiropractor would help me or hurt me.
Well, Lena, it's worth a try, because the only other option left for you is surgery. And you did a very good job of walking up the ladder, describing to everybody typical treatment for sciatica. First, medications, and I would imagine you've been on anti-inflammatories, muscle relaxants, sometimes the tricyclic antidepressants, and sometimes the anti-seizure medications.
Excuse me, I can't take a lot of the anti-inflammatory because I have heartburn, and it acts up, and I can't take it.
There's five other classes of medicines. Have they tried all the different families of medicines? Muscle relaxants, narcotics, tricyclic antidepressants, and the anti-seizure medications. Those are all families of medications with members, and that's drug testing. All those different ones can be tried. Physical therapy, I hope you've exhausted all the options for physical therapy, because a good physical therapist can help here. Steroid injections after that, you've mentioned that. And then when that doesn't work, surgery. But I would go to the chiropractor, and I would, in your situation, try acupuncture. I don't think you have any other choice.
Well, what do you think would be better, acupuncture or chiropractor?
I am both. I use both of them under the circumstances. I get the same problem you do with the sciatica. The best thing to do is to try them both, maybe not necessarily at the same time. Find a good massage therapist.
Does it ever go away?
Earlier talking about having an MRI this week to get at the cause of it. It goes away if you get to the cause of it. The cause of mine is a combination of compromised vertebrae, and that's usually what it is if they're inflamed.
Do you have weakness in the leg or loss of bowel or bladder control?
Very little. That's why I started using the walker.
I rarely recommend surgery, but have you had a surgical evaluation to see if that was needed?
No, I'd rather, no.
Because, Lena, you want help, you want relief, but you have to be open to all the options.
I know.
You can't, I deal with this all day with everybody. You know, everyone wants the magic wand, and if you want solutions, you have to be open to the options.
Yeah, I realize that.
Listen carefully and get a good massage therapist. Find
go
a good acupuncturist.
Go see a good orthopedic surgeon who has a good relationship with a good physical therapist.
Yeah, physical therapy is terrific. I've had that. It works well. Greg's in Macon, Georgia. How may we help you? You've got back problems as well, Greg, looks like.
Yes, sir, I do. Good morning. Thank you all for taking my call. I'm 61 years old. I've been having back problems about 3 years. I've tried it all. I've tried physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, injections, at the epidural with minimal improvement. The orthopedic surgeon told me that I need to be fused. He said that my vertebrae, four and five area, one was slipped on top of the other one, and that he can do it in three different entrances. What I wanted to ask the doctor was which entrance would do less bone tissue or nerve damage, the front, side, or back?
Greg, let me do the best I can here because this is a very specific question about you, and it's a very important question. And the way to get the best answer is I would go and see two, maybe three orthopedic surgeons who are unrelated to each other in different towns, even different counties. They're at different hospitals. They don't see each other, so they'll give you independent opinions. You know, they don't care what the other doctor thinks of them. And that's how I would answer this, because that's such a very specialized question that you need orthopedic surgeons who specialize on the back, who are at different hospitals, to give you their independent opinions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Greg. Take Dr. Kent's advice. You're welcome. Kathy is in Indio, California, listening to KPSI, I'm going to guess. I'm going to be there a week from today. I'll be at that spa there enjoying a weekend retreat, so I'll wave at you when I drive by, Kathy. How's that for a deal?
Okay, sounds great.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, no, my deal is I haven't been feeling too well lately, and I did go to my doctor, and he suggested that maybe I am having a middle ear infection or something. But what it is I get dizzy, and I just haven't been feeling well. Plus, I've been having like a circular spot, and I just had it just recently, but I haven't had one of these in a year or so. But it's like a circular spot that's blind, and it's blind in the middle, and
does
it seems
come,
like it's
does
happening
it come and
on
go?
Both eyes.
Kathy,
sorry?
Does it come and go? Is it intermittent, or is it always there?
It's not now, but it was just happened on one day.
Okay, so
about last week.
It comes and then it fully resolves.
Yes, and it's like within like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, but it really makes me feel ill. And I'm worried that it might have something to do with a stroke or something.
It sounds more like to me like migraine or vertigo. Is the room spinning with your dizziness or is it or not?
Yes.
Yeah,
you have
migraines and vertigo, that a combination. That's what's going on here. You need a good neurologist to deal with this, okay? That's what I think's going on.
Okay. Okay,
right.
A migraine.
And vertigo.
Yep. All right, Kathy. She's taking notes down. We're going to move on. Thank you for the call. Donna's in the Florida Keys. Next up for a question. This is a good variety of calls today. A lot of different problems. Donna, what's yours?
I had breast surgery 2 years ago. I had 22 radiation. I have it's LETROZOLE.
Mara.
Yeah, I've been on that for 2 years.
That doesn't spell for Mara, but that's the brand of what you have. So people don't think I can't spell. Okay.
Sorry.
You know what I'm talking about, but the rest of the listeners have no idea.
Okay, right. But the pill, I'm not doing well at all on it.
You're having side effects from it?
Oh, yes. My arthritis is bad. I can't walk straight. I just am dizzy. And so this past
Yes,
my surgery was on Christmas.
I
took myself off of it this Christmas after 2 years.
Okay.
I just can't take it anymore.
Well, dizziness is a well-known side effect of it. I would imagine you have an oncologist, a specialist in this area.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't want you practicing. I don't want you being tortured. But, I don't want to take the place of your oncologist. That would do you a disservice. And did you discuss this with your oncologist?
We just got back down in Florida not long ago.
Donna,
I haven't seen her yet.
Because I don't want your care to be harmed, because this is a very important treatment for, you know, keeping you as healthy as possible. But there are alternatives. And what I want you to do Monday is call and tell them that you're getting adverse effects from the Femara. What are the options for a substitute, okay?
Okay.
That's what you do, Donna.
That's a very fair question, so don't feel like you're bothering anybody or you're not right. But what you're describing, yes, is very common side effects from Femara. So it is from the drug. You just need to look at alternatives, okay?
There are alternatives, so thank you for that.
Yes,
ma'am. You're welcome, and best of luck. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
We've been having great calls, and we just opened up some lines. So if you've been waiting, got a busy signal, the time is now to try again. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55-DR-KEN. As you've been listening, we won't embarrass you. We'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. I'll share with you over 30 years of experience, and I'll help you get to the next step. And I especially in peace of mind, and I'll share with you my helpful, easy to understand language. And if you've been to the doctor and they can't answer your questions, or you went and had questions unanswered, I'd be glad to help. And you don't understand what's going on, I have a gene for making this all easy to understand. 1-888-55-DR-KEN.
All right, so Dr. Ken continues taking your calls, comments. We have some more important news, including information on a garlic extract that can help prevent progression of heart disease, plus the latest information on our Super Beats. Those of you who have not, I guess, in fact, signed up for the Super Beat experience, Ken's going to spend some time talking to you about that and why he recommends Super Beats. All about the heart. He's a cardiologist. Find him online at lakecardiology.com or call the office there in Florida, 352-735-1400.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
We're at it here. 888-553-7536. Don't hesitate to call with questions if we can help you out. A lot of calls from Macon and other areas in Georgia today. And George from Georgia on the line right now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. George, please go ahead. Happy to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate the information you guys provide. My situation is I have had a test run, and I'm borderline low, but he says before he would start giving me some treatment, it would be much lower, needs to be much lower. And I just wonder if there's anything over the counter, any kind of dietetic items that, holopathic items that you could use to raise my testosterone. Boy, I've got the situation that you talked about, the bigger waistline, not overweight, but about 10 pounds, with all of it's right in my waist.
Boy, George, let me tell you, you'll get a lot of different opinions on this question. You ask a lot of different traditional doctors or alternative doctors, I guarantee you, you will not get a consensus. And I'll give you my opinion about this, but realize that it's not, you'll get a lot of opinions here. Because I'm not overly eager to rush in and give hormone replacement. Because I'm a great studier of the history of medicine. And intuitively, these seem like a good thing to do. But every time we do it, there's unexpected consequences in the long history of medicine. And years or decades later, we discover horrible things that we did and we regret that we did it. And, you know, testosterone can contribute to sleep apnea. It can cause acne. It can stimulate non-cancerous growth of the prostate. It can enlarge the breast. It can limit sperm production. It can cause testicle shrinkage. It can increase the risk of blood clots forming in a deep vein. So it's not a benign trip down memory lane. And so I am agreeing with your doctor. You know, I personally have the mid, you know, if you looked at me, Doug keeps telling me you can't lose any more weight, and I'm not. Because I was, you know, I've been in a training program, but I still have more lower abdominal fat than I would like, and I'm working hard. It is going away slowly, but I was just thinking this week, should I check my testosterone level? And the question is, if I do, what am I going to do with it? Am I going to really go on it? And I'm still hesitant to check my own testosterone level because I know it's not horrible because I really don't have many symptoms. The only one I have is trying to get rid of this the remaining bit of fat in my lower abs. But if my level is borderline like yours, I don't think I'm going to go on anything because I don't want to monkey around with the way things normally progress.
The other question I have about that is a low energy, a very low energy level.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why people have low energy level. And you want to really exclude them all. And, you know, is your blood pressure too low, your heart rate too low, potassium too low, or you're anemic? Is your nitric oxide level too low? We talk about Super Beach. I would get these test strips from Neogenes and check your nitric oxide level. I've been seeing that as a cause for many people who have unexplained fatigue. Is your thyroid level too low? I mean, you don't sound depressed, but are you getting enough sleep? Do you have any sleeping issues?
No.
Have you had your thyroid, your blood counts, your potassium, all of those checked?
Potassium, but not the thyroid.
Definitely get your thyroid checked before you do anything with testosterone. And how many hours a night are you sleeping?
7 to 8.5.
Do you snore?
Randomly, but not much.
Does anyone ever tell you you wake up gasping for air?
No.
So you don't have sleep apnea?
I do not. I'm sure of that.
Okay. Do you work out?
Walk. Don't work out, but I walk.
And I would talk to your doctor about getting into an exercise program. You know, why can't you go to the gym 2 or 3 days a week?
I can. I just don't.
And that, you know, in terms of dealing with fatigue and energy, I would first get a medical clearance. You know, let a good doctor go over you from head to toe and make sure there's no obvious physical cause for your fatigue. How low is your testosterone level?
I forgot the number, but it's borderline.
But it's just borderline, right?
It is. He said it's got to get significant. It's borderline. He said some docs would issue it, but I'm same concerns you had. He said I'd rather, you know, not suffer the potential consequences.
And I agree with your doctor. But again, I get pleas all the time for people like yourself, and there are many doctors, you know, advertising for patients like yourself so they can hand it out. But I just have seen the effects. I live the history of medicine with the females when we thought we were going to protect females from heart attacks by giving them hormones and strokes, and we actually made things a lot worse. And it doesn't mean that some females can't safely be given short duration, low levels of hormone replacements, but it's not without another end of issues.
All right, George, a lot of good information there. A lot of things we, all of us, can think about, depending on our age, I guess, much anything else. 1:30, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Weekend. 33 after the hour now, another half hour of conversation and information about what's going on in the world of health, traditional medicine, blended medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service and on your side, sort of a medical shaman, or some people say shaman. He knows what he's talking about, as you can hear from his conversation with the people who are calling. Help yourself to 888 553-7536 and get some of his award-winning conversation as a cardiologist, but his expertise goes all across, his, or up and down maybe is better, from head-to-toe medicine. Garlic can help prevent the progression of heart disease. That's nothing new, though, is it really? I thought that garlic was always sort of something that people looked at as a good preventative for heart problems.
Well, you have such a good memory, Doug. Past studies have shown that garlic extract reduces both blood pressure and cholesterol, and we reported those in the last few years, both of those findings, in two separate studies. But there's some new information out this week. Can I go over it?
I think you ought to, yes.
This is out of the Journal of Nutrition this month, that supplements of aged garlic extract can reduce plaque buildup in arteries and the progression of heart disease. And, you know, so many people call up asking for Drano for the coronaries. And I always say the only thing I know of that's been proven is using a statin drug. And interestingly, this is really amazing to me. It looks like in this good university study that was published in a reputable medical journal, peer-reviewed, everybody, that supplements of aged garlic extract, they can reduce plaque buildup in arteries. There's the Drano effect and the progression of heart disease. So they can slow down that snowball going down the mountain. So people taking aged garlic extract show significant reductions in plaque in their arteries. What they did in this study, they measured calcium deposits and plaque buildup in the participants' arteries. And the researchers randomly gave either 2,400 milligram dose of aged garlic extract or a placebo to take daily. So this was a good study. It was blinded. It was controlled. At follow-up screenings after 1 year, the people who had taken garlic showed plaque accumulation in their arteries had slowed by 80%, and plaque already present had been reduced. This is really amazing. So the plaque went away, and the plaque that was expected to continue to build up did not. So other studies, as I said before, have shown that garlic extract reduces both blood pressure and cholesterol, but now this new study shows that it slows down the progression and development, and it can also take down some of the plaque that's already there. Amazing.
Yep. Well, a lot of amazing things that are natural for
garlic.
Sure. 888-553-7536. Let's move to another area where there's lots of discussion, the so-called gluten-free diets, breads, cookies. I think I've even seen it in the meat department. I don't know where that comes from, but there are a lot of people who are getting on this bandwagon who don't need to be there, Ken, and thus are creating a situation that's actually fairly foolish.
Well, there's some editorial that I would probably agree with, but let's fill in the dots first. And gluten-free diets became important because we discovered that there are certain people who can't tolerate this protein, but it's become such a fad that the question is, should we all be on a gluten-free diet? And the question is, should we be on a high-fiber diet or a gluten-free diet for all of us? Well, let's a little bit of background. The protein gluten, it's found in wheat, rye, and barley. You need to remember those three. Wheat, rye, and barley. And it gives dough that elastic texture, and foods like cereal and bread a chewy quality. The diet started as a medical necessity for the 7% of people in America who either suffer from celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disorder, or are diagnosed gluten intolerance. For these people, gluten, it just wreaks havoc on their intestines. But my opinion is there's absolutely no reason to go gluten-free if you have not been diagnosed with celiac disease or gluten intolerance. Healthy grains, which contain vitamin B and iron, have many benefits, including preventing heart disease, lowering cholesterol, and stabilizing blood sugar. Those whole grains, they're so healthy. Don't limit yourself. Take extra servings unless you have a gluten problem. In people with celiac disease, a particular protein in wheat gluten causes an abnormal immune system reaction. A wheat allergy is a little different. It generates an allergy-causing antibody to protein found in wheat. Celiac disease is a digestive and autoimmune disorder that results in damage to the lining of the small intestine when foods with gluten are eaten. Gluten is a form of protein found in some grains. The damage to the intestine makes it hard for the body to absorb nutrients, especially fat, calcium, iron, folate, and that's why this entity is so important. So if you do have celiac disease, you should stay away from the gluten.
All right. Yeah, gluten is, I've tried to do that. You've got me on. I have a mild case of it, and I'm pretty good about staying away from breads mostly. I don't eat bread much anymore anyway because there's too much of a carbohydrate mix, and the sugar that gets in there helps
for
you.
Well, whole grain bread, if you don't have a gluten problem, is so healthy and so helpful. The fiber, it'll lower the risk of heart disease. So, you know, whole grains, the bread should just say whole on it. I would urge people to take that. I mean, I have 1 to 2 slices of whole wheat bread every day.
All right. 888-553-7536. I've looked at every website that has health information on it this week, and every single one of them is writing about or has some video on this study that suggests more of us are living past their 100th birthday. How significant is this? I wonder, didn't we have last week somebody the oldest? We always see this, though. The oldest living human being was 112, died, I think, a few days ago. So we have a lot of people living beyond their 100th birthday. I expect to live beyond 100, frankly, and you will, too. So the older we get, the less likely it is to be sort of rare.
Well, let's see how rare it is. I want to test your abilities to predict that. The reason why this got all the play this week is because the CDC announced that the number of Americans living beyond their 100th birthday has been climbing steadily since the start of the 21st century. How many Americans today do you think in the whole country, of how many are we, over, what, 300 million?
Yep.
How many currently in our country do you think are over 100?
30,000.
Oh, well, it's even in the last census number was in 2014, and there were 72,197. And that was an increase of 50,281 a decade ago. And life expectancy, it's amazing. It's changed drastically from a century earlier, when a child born in 1900 only had an average life of expectancy of making it to where, Doug, at 1900.
1900, I think it was about 46, 47, wasn't it?
40, exactly, 40, very close, 40. By the time 2000 rolled around, average life expectancy had swelled to the mid-70s, and there's a lot of reasons. And why do you think, what do you think are the top five causes of death for people over age 100?
Over age 100, pneumonia, and pneumonia caused by falling down or having weak hips and actually falling down there.
Well, no,
fall doesn't carry
pneumonia is in the top five.
Yeah.
Heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, and expanding is the growing one. Stroke, cancer, and influenza.
Really? Influenza. What's the difference between influenza and the flu?
Nothing.
Really? Same thing.
Doctors talk.
All right. 888. Doctor speak.
In the weeds.
888-553-7536. All right, let's see here. Anesthesia not linked to mental decline. I have talked to my friends at Seriscan this week. I'm going to go back up to their facilities in Denver to have another brain scan, because I think it's good to use me as a guinea pig, use my brain to compare against other people's brains. This is something that anesthesia is such a controversial thing, because so many people who are on the operating table who have no compromise with a doctor doing the operating die because of the anesthesiologist or the anesthesiology being done improperly.
Well,
right?
Due to that fear and concern, this study, very well performed and done, was reported in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings, February 2016, and very simply, it's great news, a great result. And the conclusion of this long report, most simply in one sentence, is that, Doug, receiving general anesthesia for surgery after age 40 does not raise the risk for mild thinking and memory problems later in life. So it's very good news.
Really? All right. I also want to spend a moment here on the listeria problems, the dole. I don't like to, in the health department, spend too much time on this, because I'm not sure this is really a health issue in the sense that people can get sick eating a bad food, but a lot of people just don't understand the problems of listeria, salmonella, E. coli, that sort of thing. This is not, we've had a lot of focus on Chipotle the last month or so. This is the same kind of thing, except this is a problem in the stores buying salad from Dole, and it once again underscores these big, huge companies, big, huge farms that can't control, and understandably so. Go to your local farmer when you can, where you can, and get your stuff from him. Don't buy this stuff in the grocery store. All right, having said that, Ken.
Briefly, the CDC, Doug, has traced an outbreak of listeriosis to a salad product packaged and distributed by Dole Fresh Vegetables Incorporated. The outbreak has so far sickened 12 people, killed a person in Michigan, and has been traced to a Dole plant in Springfield, Ohio. Dole has shut down operations at the Springfield facility and recalled all the tainted salad packaged at the plant. Listeriosis, it's caused by eating food contaminated with listeria, primarily affects older adults, pregnant women, newborns, and adults with weakened immune systems.
Really? All right. Now, I had, I don't remember whether we were talking on the air or off the air, about things that are going on with me. I'm happy to use myself as a guinea pig. I think I said to you that I haven't been sleeping well, and normally I have no problem sleeping. I'm doing a lot of exercising. I'm very busy, the normal course of events in my life. There are some things going on, I suppose, emotionally, because I've sold my farm where I've lived for 37, 38 years, and I think that's sticking with me. But Norma and I started doing transcendental meditation this week, and I'm beginning to wonder whether that's doing it, at least because the trainer said that sometimes when you go into these things, they change the vibration of your mental acuity, and so things change, and you just get used to it. But I noticed, by the way, a huge difference. The first night I did it, I went to sleep like bingo, and then I woke up 3 or 4 hours later. Normally, you're supposed to do this sort of like in the morning and before you go to bed, but it really is kind of amazing what it does to your... I can feel my body coming down. You feel the difference. And I sort of wonder whether it's that or something easier, because this is not normal for me not to be able to get a good night's sleep.
Well, you know, you're looking for some alternative ways to get a good night's sleep. You know, you've meditated and done yoga.
Yep. I haven't done yoga, though, much. I haven't done yoga.
That's what I would try for you.
You would. Okay. All right, there it is. And go to the yoga shop. 888-553-7536. Okay, so we talk lovingly about Superbeets, this product that is so rich in nitrates, specifically aimed at boosting the nitric oxide in our bodies so that we can have better blood flow. Dr. Ken loves to give it to his patients because it lowers the blood pressure. You don't have to worry about... I had, by the way, that's another thing I was going to ask you. When I went to doctor this week to get the MRI, my blood pressure was a lot higher than it normally is.
Because you were in pain.
Was that it?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Blood pressure is greatly affected by our mental state and by our physical state. And, you know, if we measure it all day continuously, we see especially that upper number go up and down. And it's the baseline that you really want to get. And that's when you're mentally and physically totally relaxed for at least 10 to 15 minutes.
Maybe I hadn't had my Super Beats yet that day.
I think you hadn't been out of pain all day. That's what it was.
Well, that may be it as well. All right. So Super Beats, the bottom line on the flavoring, black cherry, you'll love it. This is a powdered substance that you put into a glass of water. Take it, and what does it do, Ken?
Well, and everybody on the phone, please hold on because we know you're waiting. We'll get to you in just a second. But this is so important for staying healthy. It's not only that we're doing a segment for one of our sponsors, but this is also for general health. And this is why I love this product. It's evidence-based, and many doctors are not aware of this. I had to teach myself about this because when I was in medical school, it had yet to be discovered. But nitric oxide was discovered in 1988. By 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine and Physiology was awarded for it. Simply, it's the third gas in the body. You know, we all know about oxygen and carbon dioxide. Well, the red blood cell, which brings the oxygen to your body, it has to, in its one hand, in its left hand, carry the oxygen, and the right hand, it has to carry nitric oxide, because the red blood cell has to spray the artery with the nitric oxide first to let the artery relax and open up so the red blood cell can get through. So it's like a garage door opener, and if the red blood cell doesn't have nitric oxide, guess what? The oxygen doesn't get delivered, and your body doesn't function as well as it should. It doesn't have the right blood pressure and the energy that your body needs. It's also important in making sure your gut works properly and your immune system works properly. And your body has to continuously manufacture nitric oxide, or all of these systems don't work properly. You need, as you get older, dietary nitrates. These are the building blocks of nitric oxide, and most of us can't eat enough of these foods, and that's why the folks at this incredible company, Neogenis, with a scientist from Baylor, have come up with a way to granulate beets. It doesn't taste like beets. It tastes real good, and you can measure your nitric oxide level. I recommend everybody do this. They have a saliva test, and it works, and it's amazing, and it'll see whether your body is depleted with nitric oxide. And if it is, you can fill up the tank with their one product, Neo40. You take that daily in the tank, your level will go up. And then they have another product. If you just need a boost, you go to the Super Beats for energy.
800 855-4183 gets you all that. Super beets, terrific taste, black cherry flavor, super drink, super results. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice and get at it. 800-655-4183. Super beets. The name pretty much says it all. 800-655-4183.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Get back to the callers at 888-553-7536. I wanted to make sure we got all of those informational tidbits in from the medical news this week. George is in Eatonton, Georgia. George, what may we do to help you out, sir?
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you about my pulse rate. I have had surgery on two different occasions, and when the anesthesiologist read the pre-op, they refused to put me to sleep because my pulse rate was too low.
How low?
I was checking this morning, it's down to 42.
Are you an athlete, George?
Well, I used to be. I used to run in road races and things like that, but that's been several years ago.
Because, athletes naturally have lower heart rates. Their heart just is able to function more effectively with each beat, so they don't need as many beats to get the blood pumping around. I have a few Marines in their 80s, and they've had heart rates in their low 40s ever since I've known them for 20 years. But you know, you have a normal heart rate. Let's say normal is 60 to 90, 60 to 100, and then suddenly you drop it as you get older. Then that becomes a concern, especially when it's associated with symptoms of fatigue, lightheaded, dizziness, you know, feeling like you may pass out or actually pass out. So it's very important when you have a low heart rate. Is it associated with any symptoms?
Well, I had to get a heart cath. I didn't have a cardiologist, but I had to get one because I needed to get a slip from a doctor saying that I could have the surgery. So the doctor I went to wanted to do a heart cath, and they said I had the heart of a 20-something-year-old. I'm 64 now. I was in my late 50s at the time.
George, I'm a little confused because the heart rate is part of the electrical system, but the heart catheterization checks the plumbing, and I don't know how to put those two together. You know, I know how to put them two together sometimes, but how did your cardiologist make that association?
I'm not really sure. I'd never been to one before.
Okay,
but
because
he just wanted to check my heart out.
Well, sometimes if the electrical system is not working properly, it can be due to the plumbing. And I was just wondering if what they were thinking. But sometimes the electrical system, like a battery wearing out, just itself can be wearing down. The other thing is your thyroid level okay? Have you checked that?
I have blood work done every year.
Make sure your TSH is normal. The other thing is, are you on any drugs which slow your heart rate down? Beta blockers especially. Calcium channel blockers, some of them.
No, I just take pain medication for chronic back pain.
Okay, and do you know how long a time frame your heart rate has been in the 40s? 20 years ago, was it in the 40s?
Well, I've been giving blood. I've going on my 17th gallon of blood, and just about every time I go, they mention something about my low heart rate.
So going back a decade, it was low.
It was low. It has been as low as 35.
Okay, so I think you probably have an athletic heart. You aren't having these symptoms going back a decade or more, right?
No.
Okay. So George.
Just wonder if it had anything to do with low energy, and it may not be. I'm just wondering.
Well, are you having lightheadedness, dizziness, or feeling like you may pass out?
No, but I have at one time, but okay. not lately, no, sir.
Do you get fatigue every day?
Not really.
Okay, and your doctor, your cardiologist jumped to a cath. Did he do a 24-hour Holter monitor?
Yes, sir. I think I took. Yeah, wore that home once.
Okay, and they didn't find anything on that?
Not that I'm aware of. He just diagnosed me with bradycardia.
Just ask your cardiologist if he thinks you have an athletic heart, because I bet he'll say yes. Okay.
All right, let's take a quick call from Patty. We've got about 60 seconds. Patty, go ahead.
Yes, I've got two questions. The first one is, I pulled my chest muscle, oh goodness gracious, years ago. And I've been to the doctor. I do regular doctor visits. And
so what's your question, Patty? We got a few seconds. That's it.
What type of should I take? Because anything irritates it. I'm talking anything. I could pick up my grandma. Maybe is there some type of vitamin or exercise I can do?
Go to the grocery store. They now have these Salon Pass patches that are anti-inflammatory or pain-relieving also. The pain patch is right at the site of your pain, okay? There's several different brands of them. Salon Pass is one of them, P-A-S.
Yeah, Salon Pass. Try that, Patty, and let us know if it works. All right. Now, sorry we can't get to everybody. Next week, same time, same station, 888-553-7536. Keep that number handy. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.